Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways because I'm fortunate.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get it real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Big shit. fuck are we at? I can't remember. Took a thousand pictures posted on my IG. Club dressed up like some fucking high beam. We got three more parties when we leave here. And when we go, won't nobody wanna be here. Ladies, pass me a drink, I'm important. Kisses on the cheek, I'm important. Mirrors on my hand, I'm important. I'm coming through, bitch, I'm gorgeous. 30 on the chain, I'm important. Nigga, where the champagne, I'm pouring. You already know I'm important. I'm important, bitch, I'm important. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How much money can I blow? And if your wings sweat off the track, tell the DJ, run this motherfucker back. Cause I'm all nigga backed up off of me.
I hope y'all hear me loud and clear. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? It's time to, for the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct in an undisclosed location out here in California. You know what I'm saying? And I think the people next door to me that's sleeping don't like black people and this, that, and the other. So, of course, you know, I'm going to light this motherfucker up and everything like that. Welcome to the morning show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I am out here in California. I'm doing a hotel inspection. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, y'all know I am a travel agent. So I got out this weekend to do a hotel inspection and got to this motherfucking hotel. And this motherfucker is the most nastiest, junkiest fucking hotel out here. If you're ever in California. If you're ever in California, okay, please don't stay at the California Inn and Suites. I repeat, in Rancho Cordova, don't stay. Do not stay at the California Inn and Suites, okay? Before I leave up out of here today, I will be doing an editorial video on my stay and things like that there. So my people that's out wanting to spend their money won't get fucked like I did over the weekend at this motherfucking place. You know what I'm saying? Some bitch been up in here from Backpage selling pussy and shit like that. If motherfuckers been coming to my door all motherfucking morning and all motherfucking night asking for some bitch named Vanessa. Next motherfucker come to my door with that bullshit, I'm going to send their ass back up Rancho Cordova, California, with these hollow points chasing their ass. You know what I'm saying? This is what I be talking about, getting your money's worth. This is what I be talking about, being in the industry and everything and being professional, and people will reciprocate that. Some people will not reciprocate that. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, it is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live from California, undisclosed location. I just told you where the hell I was at. The California Suites, California Inn and Suites in Rancho Cordova. Please do not stay at this motherfucker. It is the junkiest, fucking nastiest hotel. But it's okay because I get paid to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. 9. And my message to you this morning is to
wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake, wake, wake up out of your sleep, wake up out of your sleep, wake up, I command you in the name of Jesus, wake up out of your sleep, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, stop crying and wake up, stop worrying and wake up, stop fretting and wake up. God's getting ready to get ready, to get ready, to get ready. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony, wake up! In the closet, wake up!
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm direct y'all, California. I'm out here chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? It is Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get back into this thing. Y'all know how we do it on Monday morning. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the one button. You're trying to talk to my man that's in this morning or talk to the host. Come with some comments. You know what I'm saying? Discussion, you know what I mean? But right now, what we're doing this morning is we're about to interview and get into this interview of my man Christopher Rosett Busby. All right, I met this brother. He won't be in until 8:30, but I just want to kind of give y'all a little background. I met this brother online and everything, and I was listening to his music. He had a song called, he corrected me yesterday about it. He had a song called Planet Africa. Okay. Planet Africa had a feature on his song with Hutch of Code 187, From Above the Law, and of course the most featured artist in the world, Cocaine. All right. So shout out to them too. He had them on this song, man, and the song caught my ear. All right. I linked up with him, told him to shoot me some music to put on the mixtape. Like I'm telling a lot of you cats, shoot me some music to put on this mixtape. Okay. He shot me some music. We started talking and everything. You know what I'm saying? And the rest is history. So this is why I got him on the show. I talk to a lot of artists daily, unsigned artists daily. You know what I'm saying? I had the plug to get these artists on shows, get your music played, get your music heard by certain people. Just takes protocol. Just takes patience. If that's the case, you would have been doing this shit before I came along. So obviously, you need some help to do this shit. And this is why we're showing love here at the morning show to all our unsigned artists and major artists. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs a chance to be heard, be seen. And we give these artists the platform to be heard and to be seen and to be interviewed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists turn their nose up at it. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? It's your loss, not my loss. You know what I'm saying? So this morning we got my man Rosett in the building. We're going to talk about his journey. We're going to talk about his music. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about his struggle in life. Because every artist deals with struggle. If a lot of you artists don't know anything about the struggle, and you're a black man out there, you need to sit down and listen to these interviews that I do, because a lot of these interviews I bring in old school artists and we talk about the struggle. You know what I'm saying? So yo, it is 8:15 a.m. out here in California, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct from Rancho Cordova, California. You know what I'm saying? An undisclosed spot in a nasty-ass hotel, because I'm in a nasty-ass hotel, so that puts me in a nasty-ass mood. You know what I'm saying? So listen, hit me up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button. If you're trying to be in queue or if you're trying to listen to the radio show, you can listen from your phone, or you can join us with our Q&A, our questions and answers. You know what I'm saying? Today, we don't have no topic. I'm putting together a nice topic for tomorrow. A few things that went on this weekend that I really didn't appreciate. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into that as soon as we get back. You know what I'm saying? You are listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Rancho Cordova, California. You know what I'm saying? In this nasty-ass fucking hotel room that I be in. I can't wait to get the fuck up out of here in the next few hours. You know what I'm saying? Because my plane leaves today, and I'm the fuck up out of here, y'all. I'm going back to Vegas when we doing the damn thing. I'm pretty sure you're doing the damn thing, too. Give me a call, because I know your state is opening up. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to get into some music, y'all. And I'll be right back, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into this interview with my man, Ra Set. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, y'all.
Yeah. You know what the fuck going on, man? We in Vegas with it. Shout out to Tiger. LT, let these motherfuckers know how big the fucking booth is, man.
VIP where I go.
VIP where I go.
You can't go where I go.
You can't go where I go.
THC my eyes low.
THC my eyes low.
Turn it up and ride slow.
Turn it up and ride slow.
VIP where I go.
VIP where I go.
You can't go where I go.
In a VIP, but the room's spinning like a DVD. My life's like a movie scene, but this way better than BET. Bad bitch drinking Hennessy, but I'm lit as hell, smoke a pound of weed. With a freak bitch, not she on her knees. She's sucking good, don't forget to breathe.
Don't forget to breathe, don't forget to breathe.
Pussy poppin', she's so excited, never turned down, she don't wanna leave. Red light, it's RLG, I'm a different dog, I'm a different breed. It's a different vibe when you in the club. I gave her life and it showed me love. I'm blowing up on Instagram with your main bitch and I made you mad. My music playing in the background, VIP, what's the hashtag? TSC in my gas mask, I'm a QB, told her throw it back. Red light, I gas that, trying to find me, you know where I'm at.
THC my eyes low.
THC my eyes low. Turn it up and ride slow.
Turn it up and ride slow.
VIP where I go.
VIP where I go.
You can't go where I go.
You can't go where I go.
THC my eyes low.
THC my eyes low.
Turn it up and ride slow.
It's who I be. If she with me, she charges fee. Life a movie, baby, star me. This VIP, it's just a week. Scars up, nigga on me. We all see, she on me. Act zigzag with this big bag. Brought more rocks than Six Flags. My eyes low, this pack gas. Your girl gone, yeah, that fast. Y'all broke, we stack cash. Where I go, you can't go. You want to, but can't though. Got ammo like Rambo. We gon' pull up in that Lambo. Got all the stones like Thanos. This VIP lit, stay lit like some candles. I've been ballin', bitch, little bitch. I got handles, racks after racks, after racks, hide and ran through. If you ain't watching me, please, bitch, change the channel.
VIP where I go.
VIP where I go.
You can't go where I go.
You can't go where I go.
THC my eyes low.
THC my eyes low.
Turn it up and ride slow.
Turn it up and ride slow.
VIP where I go.
VIP where I go.
You can't go where I go.
You can't go where I go.
THC my eyes low. Turn it up and ride slow.
morning.
Hello, may I speak to Angie Murphy, please?
Speaking.
This is Nurse Jenkins up here at Grady Parkland Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
And you just had a baby a few weeks ago that was premature.
Yes, I did.
The baby is still up here at the hospital. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the baby name?
My son's name is Dontavious.
They got us calling because human resources might have to run some more tests on the baby because they
What's
found...
What's wrong with him?
Nothing wrong with the baby. They found traces of Crown Royal in your breast milk.
What are you talking about?
When they took breast milk from you to,
yes.
to give to the baby, they found traces.
Of what?
Of Crown Royal and Patron.
Oh, no.
In your breast milk. Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, it is. And my son is Dontavious Murphy. And I don't drink that stuff.
Well, they said that they found Nouveau, Crown, Patron, and Jose Cuervo.
There's got to be some kind of mistake because I don't even like that kind of stuff. And I would never give that to my baby.
Well, ma'am, we know you've been drinking during your pregnancy because your breast milk is light blue. You drank Hypnotic.
Excuse me?
Have you been drinking Hypnotic because your breast milk is light blue?
No, I have not been drinking no damn Hypnotic. Why would I give that to my child?
Yeah, we understand that you're under a lot of pressure since the baby is...
I'm under a lot of pressure because my son was born a month early. That's why I'm under a lot of pressure. And
okay.
I'm not drinking while I'm breastfeeding.
Well, why is your breast milk light blue?
I don't know what you're talking about, my breast milk being light blue.
It's so bad, some of the nurses sipping off of it getting drunk.
You got me up.
Where did you call me?
I called you a bitch.
Oh, now I'm a bitch. Tell you what, I'm going to get a damn baby to a white woman.
I will come down to that hospital and whoop your ass if you try to take my goddamn baby.
Where the dad at?
Where your daddy at?
Do he know your breast milk is light blue?
Miss Jenkins, pass the motherfucking phone to somebody standing next to you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a plant, a janitor, somebody. Give the phone to somebody before I come down there and find your old decrepit ass.
Well, if your breast milk is light blue, what color your titties is?
Excuse me?
Your breasts look like 2 Miller highlight bottles. Who is his daddy? Jack Daniels?
Who's your daddy?
Well, who is your daddy? You need to go on Mary Peavich.
You probably don't even know where yours are.
Have you ever had Hypnotic?
In my life? Yes, I have. While I've been breastfeeding my son? No, I have not.
Is this Andrew Murphy?
Yes, we established that.
You know, Incredible Hulk is Hypnotic and Crown Royal mixed together. The baby's gonna be strong.
I would like to talk to your supervisor because I don't know what you're talking about. My son got light blue breast milk and I've been drinking old damn Incredible Hulks and shit while I'm pregnant.
We are not giving you back that baby today.
Where's my son?
You're gonna have to take that up with the judge.
With the judge?
Your judge will be Gregory Mathis.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Excuse me?
I said, what the fuck are you talking about?
Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, it is. Stop asking me that.
They said that they found Hypnotic in your titties.
No, they did not.
Is your baby named Freddie?
My son is Dontavious Murphy.
I'm so sorry. We got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Motherfuck. Hello?
Salutations, motherfuckers. You already know who the fuck this is. Yo, nigga, Mo Bitches on 82.69.
And I know it's been a minute. Hating niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission.
On the mission.
You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute. Hating niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission.
On the mission.
You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute.
Still, I'm gon' kill it in it to win it. So fuck you niggas pretending I did it since the beginning. No mistaken identity. Taking shots at my enemies. So consider me better than all you niggas ahead of me. Another rapper with felonies. But I thought you should know. I want the dough and all your hoes. I'm leaving niggas exposed. My niggas are gangbanging the dope games. To maintain the same thing. And we won't change cause we won't things. You better be ready for show, man. Only y'all for profit. Middle finger to the coppers. You bitches talking nonsense. If you thinking you can stop us. If you lost it off and awesome, I'ma leave you in the coffin. And you made yourself a talking. And I told you it would cost you. Now I got to drop. Because you know I'm about to profit. Flyer than the magic carpet on deserted islands. Profiler never smiling on my way to the bank. And if you ain't about the money, stay the fuck up my
and
face.
Hating niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute. Hating niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute.
the minute. Wolf is a youngin' and thugger with grown issues. Now I'm jacking faggots and packing a loaded pistol. Creeping through your city, no pity, I keep it popping. You better watch your wallet, being broke is not an option. Get money, take money, it's name of the game. Blow out your brains for your chain and leave you dead in the rain. I'm insane in the range, niggas know me as Kane. Another whack rapper slain, always talking about fame. Fuck your dumb shit, I done shit, I can't take back. Another 10 seconds flat with a baseball bat. Batter up, motherfucker, now you down on your luck. I want the bucks in your touch before you get fucked up. What you thought it was, thug, you was leaving with that. Until that Mac hit your back, now you slow to react. I'm a beast and a goblin dedicated to robbing. With a brand new revolver, I call it the problem solving.
Ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute. Hey, niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention, and I know it's been a minute. Got a problem? What you looking for? Niggas running high when I step in the door. You better watch yourself, nigga. Leave me alone. And the way that I'm just letting you know. Got a problem, what you looking for? Niggas running high when I step in the door. You better watch yourself, nigga, leave me alone. And the way that I'm just laying you know. And I know it's been a minute. Hey, niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I'm in it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention. And I know it's been a minute. Hey, niggas ain't with it. If I want it, I'ma get it. If I said it, then I meant it. Just a nigga on the mission. You niggas better pay attention. And I know it's been a minute.
Well, I'm drinking my juice because the boys in the hood is 187 proof. Especially when you hustle and flow or set it off. Especially when your dead presidents need to be washed. Especially when you in too deep but you're paid in full. Don't want to be state property telling tales from the hood. Cause the city of God, they got a beast in his belly. And on a Friday, niggas want to throw you a surprise party at the players club. You're trying not to self-destruct, but see, I knew on training day they was gonna try to test us. It's not a barbershop, but nigga, you can catch this fade. Because I'm all about the Benjamins from the cradle to the grave. I know it's get richer as die trying, but you intercepted next day air and they caught you lying. Shit, I'm thicker than water, you can't move me. And if you think you can, you done seen too many movies.
And
I'm an American gangster, slinging snow on the bluff. 8 miles from South Central, you don't wanna get caught up with all eyes on me. Popo in deep cover. Trying to stay above the rim, but watch the colors. Gridlocked and strapped, and I'm far from a noose. And I got the hook up on a blow, cause I'm the Mac. Now either straight out of Compton or straight out of Brooklyn. Cause it ain't no such things, a halfway crooks. And I'm international. Harlem nights with clockers, blood in, blood out, exit wounds from shotters. Yeah, it's grain in the woods. So much gold on me, I'm like a leprechaun in the hood. It's a lot of hot boys with some dangerous minds. But don't test me, my Draco be thumping like drumline. How high, shit, I'm hooked on him. Original gangster, American pimp.
Talk, talk, him, them, see. Too many, many, but a movie. Feel about my gangsters, walk, walk, run, come, see. A triple large, the G and 3D. Feel about my EC, too much TV. It's a false sense of reality. Feel about my real gun, talk, talk, him, them, see. Too many, many, but a movie.
Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man, West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
Everybody, how y'all doing, man? Big shout out to everybody that's locking in with us right now. You know what I'm saying? I know it's early in the morning. It's early in the morning in a lot of places and stuff like that there, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. So wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get up. It's time to get your day started. It's a beautiful day going on out here. We don't want to let the day pass us by. All right, I know they're opening up your state, your city. A lot of cities are opening up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? For our national news this morning, it seems like the coronavirus vaccine shows early signs of success. They're trying to ship this vaccine out to everybody. The one problem that America and the states are having is they don't have enough bottles to put the vaccine in. So once again, another crisis trying to find bottles to put this vaccine in. Church services may have exposed 180 people to the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? People, we got to have more faith in our God. You know, we got the government telling us where we could go and worship, what we got to do, what we can't do, and how we need to do it, and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And I've been out here in California, and I don't see nobody hiring me walking around with masks on their face or this and the other. So it makes you wonder, is this really real, or is this bullshit? Because a lot of bullshit has been coming out behind this, okay? Democrats embrace bolder agenda amid pandemic. Okay, so the Democrats are trying to really get my man Biden you know what I'm saying, to really be the president and things like that. I believe he would make a good president. Long as these presidents know what's going on, it seems like every president we get doesn't seem to know what's going on in the world, period. You know what I'm saying? They try, it seems like they learn by trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was sick inside ICE detention. So that means everybody that they was gathering up when the ICE, you know, they got this group of agents. They call them ICE. They go out and they get all the illegal immigrants and all the illegal Mexicans, people, you know, Spanish people that's over here in America illegally, and they gather them up. Well, they gather them up and they put them all in this one type of camp. You know what I'm saying? It's like they gather them up and put them all in one cage, basically. You know what I'm saying? And everybody in that one cage, they contaminate each other. They're talking to each other. They're contaminating each other. Of course, you've seen on TV that it's a jail, one of our prisons. The prisoners are trying to get contaminated so they can get out of jail and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, we got to pay attention to what's going on in front of us. I left my trouble city behind. Now I'm feeling guilty. People are leaving New York City in New York, because of all what's going on out there. And I don't blame them. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes enough is enough. You can only watch so much TV. You can only take in so much negativity before it starts messing with your mind. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Tropical Storm Arthur crawls closer to North Carolina coast. You know what I'm saying? One thing that I need people to realize is that everything that's going on right now is biblical. You read it in the Bible. It's going to say we're going to have these crazy storms. We're going to have crazy weather and things amongst of what's going on. You know, Jesus may not be coming back today or tomorrow, but he is coming back. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? Join us and wish President Trump a happy birthday. Ain't that by the bitch. Now we're going to wish President Trump a happy birthday. I wish the president that he gets this virus and know what it's like to be black and targeted, to be when people create shit, a virus, a pandemic, or shit like that. They're targeting black people. It's just like they targeted the black communities during this virus and this pandemic and everything, and the black kids in the community. You know what I mean? We got to put a stop to this, and we got to do it, and we got to work together in putting a stop to this. All right, immigration agencies ask for emergency funds will raise fees. Okay, immigration agencies ask for emergency funds will raise fees. Okay, the government is asking for emergency funds for the COVID-19 pandemic for immigration agencies. Okay, these fees will charge people seeking to live or work in America. Ain't that some shit? So now they're going to charge the people who live over here, who've been living over here, they'll charge them to work over here. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. The Vatican, Italy resumes public church services as lockdown eases. Okay, Pope Francis reopens the St. Peter's church in the Vatican on Monday, today, and the Catholic churches across Italy held public masses for the first time in 2 months. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. We got to get back to our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to let him know that we acknowledge him. We got to let him know that we love him. We got to let him know that he is the Alpha and Omega. It is nothing wrong with getting on your knees and getting on your hands and knees every morning and praying to the man upstairs and thanking him for another day. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a little bit of the news that we getting into, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that around the world and locally. If you want to find out what's really going on, hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Now, it is time to get into our special guest artist interview Like I said, this artist, you know, we met on social media and everything, and I was listening to his music the other night. We were supposed to do his interview on Saturday, and we ran into some technical difficulty. Damn, my mouth is dry. I need to be smoking. And shit, technical difficulty, you know what I'm saying? And we couldn't do it that Saturday morning, so we postponed it to today and everything, you know what I'm saying? But that night I was listening to a lot of his stuff on YouTube. You make sure you go and check out my man, Rasset, R-A-S-E-T, Rasset, on YouTube.com, all right? All of his videos will pull up. Check him out, you know what I'm saying? This is Black Watch at its finest. If you don't know what Black Watch is, you never listened to X-Clan. You never listened to the groups that was out here being politically correct with their music and their statements of what they were saying in their music. Now, it was one of the things that I got into his music is what he was saying in his music. You know what I'm saying? He was making sure that we are woke and conscious as a people. You know what I'm saying? And he's giving us information and everything that people don't get every day. You know what I'm saying? You only get this type of information through Black Watch, through, you know, being out there in the streets and everything, being a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. So with no further ado, it brings me great and honorable pleasure to bring this man to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this man and everything. I've been waiting to interview this brother. Me and him been corresponding back and forth. We've both been excited to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to sit back, prop your feet up, turn your radios up, and turn your headphones up, your cell phones, whatever the fuck you listening to and everything, because we about to get into this interview, you know what I'm saying, that I believe that's going to be essential to everybody that's listening right now. So with no further ado, Law, ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, Law, you know what I'm saying, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to bring to the show my man, Christopher Rasset Busby. Give him a hand, y'all. Yes. What's going on, my brother?
Already. Oh, man, peace and Black African power, man. Peace to the gods, peace to the netters, peace to you, my brother. You know, I'm just chilling, man. Just getting ready for revolution, man.
Man, I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. Of course, we've been following each other, corresponding each other ever since we met, chopping it up and everything like that, man. You know, and I'm loving the music. I'm loving the movement and everything. So, listen, I'm going to give you the floor right now. And everything, we are being heard. Hold on, let me give you your stats and this, that, and the other, and everything. I like to give the artists their stats of, you know, how many people are listening to them this morning. And right now, we have 27,520 people listening to this interview right now in the morning. Let me give you your other stats and let you know where these listeners are coming from. I like to kind of let the artists know, you know, what
that's
they're
right,
doing, who listening and everything like that. Okay, coming in at 61.75%, we got the United States. Coming in at 22.50%, we got United Kingdom. Coming in at 10.89%, we got Spain. Coming in at 1.70%, South Africa. And 0.59%, we got Germany in the house. We also have Australia in the building. We also have Mongolia in the building. We are, and matter of fact, Mongolia moved down. Germany then popped up now. Mongolia was rocking with us all last week. Now we got Germany rocking with us. Right now we got India in the house. We got Turkey in the house. Hold on. South Africa in the house. Botswana's in the house. Namibia's in the house. Angola's in the house. Nigeria's in the house. Shout out to everybody out there in Nigeria. Morocco is in the building.
That's right.
Of course, Spain.
That's right.
United Kingdom, France, Hold on. I seen a new one. Hold on. Wait a minute. The Czech Republic is in the house. Poland is in the house. Belarus. Ukraine. Hold on. Finland. And of course, Canada is definitely representing. And we can't forget Brazil. So, we got everybody in the building, my brother. So listen, like I said,
turn the floor
over to you, and you introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you be, who you are, what the fuck you do, and where the fuck you come from.
Right. Well, peace and black power to the whole globe, the whole universe. My name is Rosset. I'm a brand new artist from Buddy Boy ENT. Buddy Boy ENT is a legendary cocaine. His record label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my family. That's my big brother. I'm with the movement. I'm with this revolutionary G funk is what I hear to introduce. You know what I mean?
Right.
It is what it is. It's street knowledge on the microphone again. You know how back in the day, before it was gangster rap, it was street knowledge. And that's what I'm trying to bring back. Consciousness back to music. That's what we missing.
Yeah.
Why don't we have any political groups anymore? How Public Enemy is putting it down. How NWA was political at one time.
Right.
You know, Sadat X. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Klan and them.
Right.
Brothers, you know, even Above the Law. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, listening to my big cousin Hutch when they came with Black Mafia Life, and he said, we're returning to the pyramids. I didn't even know what it was, but it was a full circle, because I would fall into the revolution. I would fall into, you know, this society thing, you know, of poverty, you know what I'm saying? Even my mom and my uncles, you know, they was Black Panthers back in the day too. So literally, I used to, let me start off with, I was with this organization, Whole World, please look them up, called Black Power Cartel. You know, they're doing big things in this conscious movement. And then I went on with my service, because you know it's a service when you got to, you know, put in for your people. I went on to be a counselor for the new Black Panther Party.
Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, right on. And then I got promoted. Being a counselor is anything that moves on the West Coast. They have to, you know, bring it through you first, and I got to okay it, you know what I mean? So I got promoted. We needed a chairman. So then I got promoted to, a chairman, actually a seat in the Seattle Tacoma chapter of the New Black Panther Party. So, you know, we've been doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not serving right now because even while I was doing that, me and my wife, we had started our own thing, and that's the Planet Africa, and that's even the theme song that you guys going to hear today. But that's the theme song to our organization, you know, and it's just about, you know, community service. My wife is a doctor. She created, through the Planet Africa organization and network, her little platform is called the ACT Intervention Program, where she, you know, goes in the community for free. Something like how Matula Shakur, you know, he had created a community, you know, and that was, you know, doing things for our people, like checking blood pressure, you know, checking blood levels and things like that, you know, because our people, we in our community especially, you know, high blood pressure runs rapid and diabetes and everything. So she was just giving her services for free, you know, through our platform, through the community. So you guys can look that up too. Even right now, I'm gonna reboost this website, but you guys can go check that out in probably a couple weeks though too. So yeah, whatever you want to know, big bro, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm an open campus, but that's a little bit of me, man. I'm from Seattle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. How one of the questions I want to ask you, man, is when you're dealing with these artists and everything like that, these unsigned artists and stuff, explain to them how important it is to know about their history, to know about the struggle, to know about what's been going on before they were put on this earth, before their mothers and fathers created them. How important it is to know about your black history as a young up-and-coming artist today.
It is important like your next heartbeat. It is the reason why the blood pumps through your veins. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife be talking like, you know, how we want to start, like, literally, basically starting your family tree again. Because I'm just talking like, I know my great-grandma and my grandma and my mom, there in Ethiopia. You know what I'm saying? So I know that much. You know what I mean? But like, my wife, like her dad from Mississippi, her mom is German, like straight German. You know what I mean? So she don't know too far back, but we have to find out where we come from, because literally, how you look, how you act, your demeanor, your aura comes from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Comes from, you might act just like and look just like your great great uncle five generations back, a split image, but you don't know. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we even need to know our family histories and ancestry, because you know we have illnesses in our community. Like I said, from diabetes to high blood pressure to all kind of things. You know what I mean? So maybe if we was to find out where we come from, what it is, we could beat that. Oh, Uncle Albert, he had diabetes runs rapid, so we're gonna be healthy and not try to, you know, we're gonna prevent a lot of things. That's just one aspect of just knowing where you come from. And then another reason why you need to know where you come from, because all this bullshit that's happening out here, when you see all these police and white folks killing us, it's a reason behind that from day one. You know what I'm saying? How you were speaking on how, you know, God and the Almighty and all that.
Uh-huh.
It's literal. In that Bible, it said we're dealing with flesh. So therefore, we are the God, and somebody else got to be the devil.
That's right. You're right.
In the flesh right here. So we need to know that, where we come from, because we might be the gods for real, and you have to find that out. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do. I understand exactly what you mean. Listen, y'all, if y'all just tuning in, you need to hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And right now we are talking with my man Ra Set. All right, you know what I'm saying? He's a buddy boy artist. You know what I'm saying? I just found that out, so congratulations to him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Cam here. I gave him a call and let him know that you was gonna be on the show and everything and stuff like that there. But I know he's been busy doing his filming and stuff like that. So we're gonna give a big shout out to my man Cocaine. Hopefully he may call in before the show is over. But other than we still gonna represent for him as if he's on here and everything like that there. So y'all need to call my man Ross Set, ask him some questions. If you wanna ask him some questions or anything like that, 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button to let me know that you were cute, because I don't like motherfuckers in my lobby and shit drinking up my Krispy Kremes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I like Krispy Kremes too. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get off the air too. you greedy motherfuckers. But it's all good.
Let me give a shout out to Big Old Cocaine. He probably just went to sleep. That's the hardest working man in the show.
He probably did.
That's James Brown in the reincarnation.
You ain't
James
lying.
Brown, man.
That
for
is
real.
The
he pushing
that
work.
Is the hardest working brother in the business today.
He pushing work.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Every time I turn around, he done dropped a new song, a new video.
That's right.
Or something.
That's right.
So he stays busy. Listen, let me turn y'all for the artists that's out there listening. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Cocaine. Somebody me and Rod know personally. This man manufactured his new CD at his kitchen table. He ran the manufacturing company out of his kitchen. This man has sold 1,000 copies and counting out of his kitchen at $65 a pop. You do the mother. A double CD that you get a Cocaine hat, a Cocaine poster, and a Cocaine t-shirt with.
And a t-shirt. And probably a t-shirt. And,
exactly. You see what I'm saying? Now, 99% of his sales came from overseas. Okay?
Yep.
Y'all do the math. This man had a fucking billboard in Los Angeles, California, right there on his Chris
Shaw. Big-ass billboard. That's right.
You feel me? Stuff that he's doing from the comforts of his own home. He's not on the internet.
That's right.
He not at a record label trying to get an investment and this and the other. He made his own investment. That's what I'm talking about, being a boss at all costs.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man Cocaine. We need to follow, artists need to follow in his footsteps and everything. He is paving the way for the new generation of artists. Wake Shout up. Out to his Rihanna, all his kids.
On the Rumble. That's right.
He got his kids already in it, doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So get him inspired. So we can't forget about my man 187 Hutch out there doing the damn thing. Man, yep. Look here, man. Yep. They've been doing it, you know, y'all see them on my podcast and everything, y'all. This is what we're talking about, looking at its finest, at its best.
It's legacy, so look, man. Legacy music.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Right now, man, we're going to get into one of these songs, man, because I got people hitting me talking about we're going to hear some music. I need you to explain I'm a Nightmare. That caught my ear.
Say it again.
I'm a Nightmare.
Oh yeah, that's me, Cocaine, and my big brother Weasel Loke, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just putting it down, man. That's what these white folks think of us, man, you know what I'm saying? That's why we keep getting gunned down. That's why when we walk down the street, the motherfucking white people used to step across the street and walk on the other side of the block. And even if you're
right.
On the other side of the block, they turn their purse. Like, motherfucker, like, I could take your purse from the other side of the block. You know,
right.
Racism and global white supremacy is real, and that's all I just want to do is shine a light on that shit and then just have our people think, why do we keep getting this? You know what I'm saying? Because they think that we're inferior, but we the ones,
right.
We the gods. Like I said, everything in creation was created by a black man or a black woman or even a black child. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's from the toilet paper you wipe your ass with, the damn red light you stop at night at, the damn washer and dryer you clean your clothes with, the TV, the squirt guns you're having fun with on a Sunday on a hot day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you could conceive from the brush to the toothbrush, man, our people created, man. So, like I say, we're not nightmares out here, but that's just the twist I want to put on it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's
what's
you know,
up.
Got me and Cocaine. And then I got some Tupac on there, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, introduce your song, man.
Well, this is I'm a Nightmare, Rosset featuring Cocaine and Tupac.
Cracker wood, it's a must that you pack your heat. The homie's killing in these streets, and it's hard to increase the peace when these devils off the leash and the government can vote registration for more heat. You don't pee, now they acting like some patriots. Patriot acts is what they face is with. She King Alfred be they plan. Rick said he told, make it hard for the black man. Damn, and my fam's hella sick. Understand this is it. Uncle Sam ain't gon' give you shit, but a swift kick in your head, slip in your head. Tips off a shiny brass. And when these motherfuckers ask me, we African, let me see it, don't play.
I'm a nightmare stalking, no to take cover, but I hit on my cop, I'm just a black guy walking. Never life like a bomb, crack the quick as my fuel. Red, black, and green be the colors of chill. Red and blue cause we're colored, united cause we hotter. Crack a smile for the fight when I unity is sky. We African, we never die.
Hispanic male, the prime target of their all their resources and all their jail sentences and all their powerful weapons and technology will be the enemy. So unless we stop it now, regulate it, we're gonna end up crashing against a wall.
It's getting crazy after dark, his mars keep on huffing and puffing. It ain't no fear in the heart. They're trying to use all these tactics to keep us apart. But as soon as we backflip, the war's gonna start. And I can never hate my brothers, African or other. This is the man, so I spit it from the mother. I'm G.O.D. in this life I lead. But this is what the cracker think of me.
I'm a nightmare stalking, don't let Jake talk about I get on my top, I'm just a black guy walking. Living life like a bomb, crack the quick as my fuel. Red, black, and green be the colors of chill. Red and blue cause I'm blood, united cause we rather crack a smile. But they fight when our unity is sky. We African, we never die. We just want to die.
America's the biggest gang in the world. You know what I mean? Look at how they didn't agree with Cuba, so what we do? Cut them off. I think gangs can be positive.
Red, it's for the blood that's in my people. Black, it's for these eyes that I see through. Green, it's for the land that we dream. Understand, it's a dream. Comprehend.
hearing this and will be seen. But yet, still we're still invisible. Scared to be political. The critics hypocritical. They criticize and ridicule the way individuals be stacking up the screen. But when you get it, look how you do. You sick with the flu. I'm from the planet where we true. And silverback gorilla define my whole crew. No time for how. The win is for now. And if you black and proud, take a bow. But for now, I'm a light man stalking. No to take coffee, but I get on my top. I'm just a black guy walking. Living life like a dog. Like the quickest of few. Red, black, and green.
Believe me, I'm in jail. I see the big business. They charge you for your telephone calls. They charge you for disciplinary problems. Jail is big business. You know, you can feed a whole town off one jail. This jail is in the middle of a town that feeds everybody. Everybody works here. This is the main income. So if there was no criminals, nobody would work. You know what I mean? So if we don't start peeping that, we're in trouble.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's up at 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Press the one button. You're trying to talk to my man, Rossette. You know what I mean? That was I'm a Nightmare. You know what I'm saying? With my man, Rossette, featuring Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? His Weasel Loaf. You know what I'm saying, man? Now, that was hot right there, my brother. I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're letting people know. Letting people know how to get in the know, if that makes any
right.
sense. You know what I mean?
It does.
And I think right now, a lot of our people struggle, and they struggle because they're not in the know. They're not broadening
right.
their
that's
minds
right.
as far as what's going on with our struggle. We are still in a struggle. Even 400 years
oh, yeah.
later, we are still in a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of expound on
oh,
that,
yeah.
my brother.
To expound on that, let me see. It's 2020, right?
Right.
I want to say, 1890 something. That was
okay.
like one of the last legal lynchings, you know, hanging
okay.
of, you know, black people when it was, you know, they passed something too where it was, illegal to be on just black period, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And they get, you know, how you gotta have your freedom papers or whatever. So my
right.
point is saying that, I say that to say this, that was just 100 years ago and some change, you know what I'm saying? And they still right now is lynching people and our people are being hung in these
yeah.
different countries and places and shot down, like the brother who just got hunted down and killed by the two white supremacists, you know, or the white supremacist
right.
and his son. Feel me?
Right.
Regardless
right.
if the brother was where he wasn't supposed to be, you feel me? Who made
mm-hmm.
him judge and jury? You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's called due
right.
process. He still should have
right.
went to jail. They shouldn't have killed that black man like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I kind of forgot what you asked me, but, you know, I'd be ranting a lot. So.
I know. I understand. I understand. No, I was just saying a lot of our brothers and a lot of our artists are not in the know like they should. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not... They're blind to the facts of the street knowledge that they should be knowing. They're knowing the wrong street
right.
knowledge. They know how to get out there and turn a half into a hole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A hole into
right.
a pound
right.
and everything. But they
right.
don't know the street knowledge of when, you know, that man rolling in that car with the hickey on top of his head and this, that, and the other.
That's
what
right.
you need to do when he
that's
comes
right.
around. You know what I'm saying? Right. And everything
with,
like
with,
that.
With them selling the big old dope, they need to know that about the Contra scandal and Ronald Reagan
right.
and Clinton, you know, pushing that shit in our community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to shut the
yeah.
black man, the black woman's dry down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's stuff
right.
like that, you know.
Well,
they need to reach,
this was
know,
one thing that I...
That.
This was one thing that I know we had talked about the other day, randomly, when me and you was getting together, and we was talking and everything, building up for this interview and stuff like that, and said we were talking about that the government has been trying to separate the black man from the family ever since slavery. They were separated.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And everything
sure.
like that. This is the reason why back in the day, they used to tell the women, in order for you to get this government assistance, the black man can't
that's
be in the
right.
house.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Nowhere
I don't
in
think
the house.
People. I don't even think mm-hmm. people ever remember that. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's
and
true.
Everything.
They had no clue of that. Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. Not this generation now. You know what I'm saying? But back in the day, they used to blatantly tell you, if you want to get this government
yep.
assistance, your husband can't be in the house. He has to go. And it said the other
and
everything. And,
yeah,
and it was a lot of women coming
house,
home
pay
putting their husbands out of the house
that's
to get
right.
some government assistance.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So once again, the black man has been denounced again by our own people.
That's
when
right.
is this shit going to stop? Can you give us a clue?
It's going to stop when like-minded people come together, you know what I'm saying, and start
mm-hmm.
building from within. Like I was telling you earlier, how my wife, we created the ACT Intervention Program. You know, that's
right.
dealing with our people. Not to say we won't deal with somebody else's people, but, you know, poverty is a motherfucker. But that's dealing
right.
with our people, trying to get our people's mind, body, and souls right. So once we could do that for the masses, or you know, we have to do it on a micro level right now because – you know, we can't jump out the window and everybody's not going to bite. But once we
right.
start doing it small and we do it so cold and so dope, black people are followers. They're going to see you like, oh, shit, they really
mm-hmm.
on their shit. And they really do what they say they're doing. They're helping the community. They're healing the community. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to see about it and they're going to come fuck with you. And then once you change the hearts and the minds and the souls of the people, they're going to fuck with you in the masses. That's what we got to do. We have to start looking like Michael Jackson said it the best. The man in the mirror, man. You feel me? We got to
right.
make sure we write what ourselves, and then we going to project it to your wife, to your children. You know, the home is going to project it to the community. You know what I'm saying? The home
mm-hmm.
is the community, you know?
Right.
Once we get, that's what it do. You got to take care of the community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And home by home by home. You feel me? Create
right.
the community. Create the fucking tribe, you know? That's
right.
the problem. That's what the white man knows. So when we start doing things on a legitimate level, getting buildings, getting certain, you know,
mm-hmm.
business licenses and this, that, and the third, in
right.
an Afrocentric way, that's when the beasts want to watch you. That's when the beasts want to come get you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you just got to keep your nose clean and stay legit and really think about your people. And for all the motherfuckers that's not keeping their nose clean, like all these, you know, the big homies that's out here doing the most,
uh-huh.
y'all niggas need to direct that money to where to the community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
where it's needed the most.
Niggas been riding. Yeah, we've been shining and having nice cars and all that shit for
mm-hmm.
40 years now, man.
Yeah.
To come back and heal this community. Heal your community.
Right.
The communities that it's in your heart, mind, and soul, though, because literally the community is physical. If you don't own nothing, you feel me? You're just fucking
mm-hmm.
paying rent for these motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the
yeah,
same
you're
time,
right.
it's invisible. It's love. It's magical. It's feeling of commune. You know what I'm saying? And then
okay.
one day, once we, like I say, get our minds and bodies and everything in our pockets right, and let's
mm-hmm.
start buying a little bit of a piece of land. Let's go over here, put our money together, because I trust you, big bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I trust your wife. You trust my wife. We're going to all put
right.
our money together. We're going to go over here and buy 40 acres over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It starts over there. And then the community, you can't just me, you, and her go over here and think, okay, we're going to just deal with this 40 acres. No, hell no. The community has to help you deal with them 40 acres.
Right.
You got to build that
right.
shit up like how they got the Jews and the Chinese and all these motherfuckers
right.
they working together on that block. You feel me?
Yep.
When you go to
That's
Seattle,
right.
you got Little China, you got this, that, and the third, but you have to steal this on one slab of long-ass land that don't end. I walked over here. I'm in Chinatown. Now I'm in the other town. You feel me?
Okay.
So them people get together and they heal the communities. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we need to do, man. We need to put our dollar together trust ourselves, trust you, trust me, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to do right by our people, not right by you or me, right by our people, right by these babies, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know, that we got to, that's going to really run that 40 acres in the future, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we got
exactly.
to do, you know?
You're right. You're into our next song. Let's explain that.
Say again?
I said that leads us into our next song that you got called 50 Niggas.
Oh, boy. That's like, you know, how Tupac was saying, like I was just explaining, if we could get 50, even just 100, 20, whatever. But I said 50 because that's hip-hop. Tupac, he was on that shit.
Okay.
So we can get
right.
50 false Afrocentric thinkers, you know what I'm saying, together. You feel me? I don't want them to be leaders. I just want them to be influential. You feel me? When you're
gotcha.
Influential, that means the brother next to you was influential too. That your sister,
right.
your brothers, your homeboys, all the motherfuckers influential. We ain't gonna talk about leaders because they're gonna come kill the head and the body's gonna die. We ain't gonna have just one. We're gonna have influential people. So you got 50 niggas, never ignorant, getting goals. What I say? Never ignorant, gaining global African supremacy. You dig? NIGGAS. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's the new acronym.
Gotcha.
You know, Pac had it, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. That's for sure.
Okay.
And that's what we did, and that's what we're doing. But now we got to take it globally. We got to take it back to the continent of Africa. That's our shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
like I say, never ignorant, gaining global African supremacy. 50 niggas, influential. I don't care if you leading this and that and the third, but just let's put some Africa on it, man. Let's put some. This is like Sanika Shakur said. That's the big, you know, big bruh. It's the new Africa, man. This is new Africa. We have to do it like that because we're like the hybrids. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're all these different African tribes that was put together on these slave boats. You know what I'm saying? We're the babies of them. That's
right.
our blood. All mixed together. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
with that being said, it's the new Africa. We the hybrids. And that's why we're exploding in. Everything,
okay.
like I say, sports, boxing, everything we create, we take over. Everything they create,
right.
we take over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's all that blood mixed up, man. All them
right.
hundreds of years of, you know what I'm saying, the plantation and then some, you know.
Right.
But yeah, man, 50 niggas,
okay.
man. You know what I'm saying?
50 niggas. That's what I'm talking about. Listen to y'all. If y'all really trying to hear what my man is saying, hit us at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. It's to wake your ass up more to show. Make sure you Christopher Rosette Busby on your social media, all right? Especially on Facebook. He'll show up. He got on a big-ass dashiki and this, that, and the other and everything. You know, like the coming and everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything. Big shout out to me.
Wrapped in Africa, man.
Man, I remember back in the day when dashikis was the shit. And let them
right.
let them know that you were supporting your Afrocentric brothers and sisters and everything. That was part of the struggle. That was a part of the
That's
struggle
right.
that made us to where we could walk around freely without
That's
being
right.
Without being, you know, side eye or where you going,
That's
boy,
right.
talk to a man. That was the
That's right.
Those type of brothers was the ones that got it to where we can look that white man in the eye when we talking to him instead of looking
That's
down
right.
and everything.
That's
Y'all
right.
just don't know how
That's
far
right.
this thing came from. So this is why
That's
I
right.
was looking forward to this interview. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we can really put the meat and the potatoes on the same plate and eat at the same time, if it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Big shout out. We got some people in here listening to everything. Big shout out to my man, Don Santos. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting here listening to the show and everything like that. We're going to have him on the show sometime this week or next week, getting his interview and breaking his music. So shout out to my man, Don Santos. He's in the building right now. We're going to get to him. I'm pretty sure he probably got some questions.
Jeez.
But right now, we're about to get into my man, Rosette, and 50 niggas. Let's go.
Years if I pull this trigger, so he come dashing round the run the block, around the run the block, around the run the block. So he come dashing round the run the block, around the run the block, around the run the block. So he come dashing round the run the block, around the run the block.
Yes, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. 50 niggas, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Revolutionary G-Funk, man.
You know what I'm saying? And here we come with this, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm telling you, man, you've been blowing my mind since we met, you know what I'm saying? And now I really get a chance to sit and talk to you about your music. If you're trying to talk to my man, I said about his music also, hit us up at 657-383-0199 at 657-383-0199. Shout out to my man Dom Santos, who's in the building listening, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, man, this guy's a game changer right here. Yes, he is, you know what I'm saying? Because he's talking facts. He's letting people know that, yo, you know, the struggle is real out here, you know, and it's been real and it's still real. This is why we're dealing with a pandemic that nobody has no clue of the ending, nor the beginning, nor the middle, nor anything. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and you wonder why everybody, all these CEOs stepped down when this pandemic started, stepped down and started trading their money and pulling their money out of these funds and getting it, you know, basically, I don't know, kind of trying to keep it in their house and things like that there. When you know shit is going, you know shit, something about to happen when white folks start pulling their money out of banks and shit like that there and putting it in offshore accounts and all of that shit and everything right. like that there. You know, we don't know too many black people that got offshore accounts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or you know, bank Niggas accounts over there account. In the Cayman Islands or anything like that. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
You know, so we definitely have to step our game up, just like he was saying, and we have to own some land. We have to own a block or two. We have to get out there and work in our community and help the people that is getting these restaurants and everything that's black-owned and everything. We need to start patronizing black-owned businesses, you know what I'm saying? But our black people act like they don't need our patronism from other blacks. How does that fit with you,
Ra? I always think you can't blame the victim. You know what I'm saying? White supremacy is a motherfucker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, we all victimized, man. You feel me? At the
right.
same time when I say we can't blame the victim, it's like, that's a learned thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The way that they think, you know what I'm saying, is a learned uh-huh. thing. Just like we gain knowledge of self. We wasn't born
right.
with knowledge of self. We wasn't born with a Bible or whatever shot your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's a learned thing. You know,
okay.
poverty is real. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah,
right.
man.
That's what's up. So listen, y'all, we're about to get into my man's song right now that we all been waiting for and everything. You can hit us up at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button so I know that you're in queue and you want to say something to either my man Rob said or you want to give a comment or a question or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get into the song that we've been talking about stemmed all of this
yeah.
from the conversation, and that's Planet Africa.
Yep, me, you know what I'm saying? Me and Legendary Cocaine, man, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Dropping the fact, you know, produced by Cold 187, you know,
okay.
G-mixed by Chill from Compton Most Wanted, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
He put a little bit of touches on there, too, you know? And
right.
It was just to the stratosphere, man. It's for Africa, man. It's, you know, man, it's some little black Superman shit. That's what I'm, you
right.
know, I'm
yeah.
little black Superman.
right.
You know
that's the feeling that I was getting, you know, especially when
yeah.
you hear 187 come in, you know, come in on this
yeah,
verse. It's
right.
like, kind of like, wow, that takes,
yeah,
that's kind of, right. you know, the little black Superman, you know what I mean? Kind of like the remix,
yeah,
type,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? But
That's cocaine all on that. That's cocaine
right.
all on that. And I just thought about, like I say, if black Superman and little black Superman, we're from a planet. Well, what planet
uh-huh.
would we be from? And I was like, nigga, Planet Africa, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But yeah, man, that's what I ran with. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
What's up.
So yeah, but yeah.
So let's go, man. Let's get to this. Introduce your song, man.
Like I was saying, man, it's Planet Africa, man. Me, myself, Rosset, Legendary Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? You know, bringing it to you, man. Little Black Superman, Rosset in the flesh, man. Planet Africa. Hope y'all love it.
Your eyes, they want us to believe all the lies.
listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man, West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show. Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Mix it up, G Duppy, you bad man.
You're rocking with the best. The best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So listen, hit us up 657-383-0199. We are on the phone with my man, Ross Set. You know what I'm saying? We just got finished listening to Planet Africa. That is my shit right there. I'll be rolling around Vegas, bumping that motherfucker in my car and shit. Motherfuckers be like, man, what the fuck is that you playing? I was like, you ever heard of Ross Set? They was like, Rahu? Exactly. Nigga, go download this shit and play it. Nigga, go to YouTube and get it. Nigga, and they be like, okay, nigga, because you always listening to some new shit. Damn right. You know what I'm saying and everything. This is why I do these unsigned artist segments on my show, to give artists a chance to get heard worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get no other morning show that's going to break three songs. And at least and break them in at least 16 to 26 different countries all at one time. You're not going to get that from nobody. Only person that does that is your boy, Fat Man West Coast, on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show and Unsigned Hype Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? And of course, all these shows are sent overseas to my man Raymond, my man Sleeky Ray over there, you know what I'm saying, Aphrodisiac Radio in London, England. That's my other radio station. So of course you guys get a variety of play, you get a variety of my listening audience and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying. And I am truly, truly, truly honored to be able to do this, because I know back when I was coming up and doing my music, there wasn't nobody out here that was willing to play my music or this, that, and the other. You get a lot of you, and then this one thing that I need for my man Ross Set to speak on. You artists, you unsigned artists, stop being intimidated and being being scared of networking with other artists. So what, his voice is deeper than yours. So what, his delivery is different from yours. It's always good to learn from other people and network and collaborate with other artists. That's how you broaden your horizons, and that's how you learn and network. Am I right or wrong, Ra?
You're totally right. You're totally right. If you think, or if you know what the fuck good and bad is, man. You know what right. tight is. You know what bullshit is. So you know right. if you done created some bullshit, and you know if you done created some dope-ass shit. So if you right. create some dope-ass shit and create your own bomb-ass, cool-ass world, you feel me? And you right. invite another artist over who you respect, or anybody, to get down with you, mm-hmm. it's like you are inviting them to your world. It's not like you're trying to get on their world. No, if you know you got some cool shit, their world is just going to complement your world.
Right, exactly, you know what exactly. I'm saying? And I think a lot of artists, we need to start working more together and networking more together and everything, because we are missing out on the better end of these deals and things like that, when you can collaborate with another artist from a whole totally different state or a whole totally different country. You just don't know how much right. of the gaps are closing. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
right.
Listen, man, it's 9:31 a.m. We're about to get up out of here and everything. I appreciate my man to Ferocity Buzz coming on the show and everything, man. Listen, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can download your music, and how can they get in touch with you.
You can find me on all the social media links. Let me see. Just type in Rosette, you know, Christopher Rosette Busby. That's the Facebook yard, as you know already. What else? Like I say, Instagram is Rosette23. If you want to connect with me, my phone number, 253-217-9769. You know, I'm everywhere, man. Like Pockingham said, we ain't hard to find, you know, everywhere.
That's
you can
right.
Just, like I say, I'm on all the platforms. Like I
right.
say, man, just typing me in, man. I'm Googleable.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Make sure you Google my man, everything. If you're trying to work with him, you know what I mean, make sure you Google him. And holler at him. This is why I bring cats on the show like this, so we can network. This is why we calling it networking. And before we get up out of here, I got an artist on the line right now. My man Don Santos is on the phone. What's going on, Don?
What's up, bro? What's up?
Man, what's going on with
please,
you?
Please.
Man, I'm just cooling, bro. I just keep hearing you guys on the radio showing each other love, man. I love seeing that, man. We're not tearing each other down. We're uplifting each other, man. That's love right there, man.
That's right. In case y'all don't know, this is my man, Don Santos. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the show very soon. We're trying to get on the show this week. Now he'll be on the show the first of next week, a young up-and-coming artist himself. We're going to be making his music live on the Wake Your Ass Up morning show and everything like that. And I just want these artists to start networking with each other. So I want Dom, I want you to meet Rosette. Rosette, I want you to meet Dom.
No doubt.
Nice to meet you,
please,
bro. I hear
brother,
the music,
already.
Bro.
Yep.
Man, yep. Bro, you ain't no joke, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Keep spreading the positivity, keep spreading the power. You're gonna tap into somebody, bro. Somebody got the power in them, they're gonna listen to your music. And it's going to tap something, bro. And you might not spark the change, but he might, bro. So keep hustling. Keep putting out your music.
That's right.
Keep being positive, bro. Keep speaking life, bro. Because that's all we need, bro. We don't even need no help. We just need life, bro. Speak it, bro.
That's right.
Thank you, man.
That's right. We are listening, my man. David Gonzalez. Shout out to David Gonzalez. He's going to be on the show also. You know what I'm saying? This is how we network. We network with our unsigned artists and our up-and-coming artists. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Rosette, because he's on Buddy Boy Entertainment, the record label and everything of the legendary Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? The most featured artist in the world. I think this man has over 2,500 features on music since he started. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Cocaine to come back on the show and Rosette to come on the show so we
that's
can
right.
really talk to you artists and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. It's about learning, knowing, and knowing the who and the who's who in the business. Sometimes it's about who you know. A lot of motherfuckers really ain't paying attention to your music. They just want to see if you got that go-get-it-ness in you, if you got that drive. If they go get it, listen, they're driving you, they can work with your music. They just want to see if you're going to stay consistent, if you're going to stick to your craft and hone your craft like you should on, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these cats walk around here and figure just because they put a song out on YouTube or something like that, that it's going to go viral. You haven't even begun work just by putting it out on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So we just all need to pull together artists. And each one teach one, and maybe teach two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rod, you got any last shout outs, man?
Oh, man. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to my brother, Cocaine. We some love, chill. All my family, you know what I'm saying? My cousin, Stookie Smooth. You know, shout out to everybody, man. Globally, man.
That's what's up. Dom, you got any shout outs?
Yes, sir. I want to shout out to all my people, everybody. I want y'all to understand something. Iron sharpens iron. If you know something, share something, man. Love.
That's what's up, y'all. We appreciate y'all coming on the show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We will be back tomorrow. Dom, I'll be getting on the phone with you as soon as the show is over, a little bit later and everything like that, so we can set your dates up and everything. Before we get up out of here, Ra, what can people be looking for, man? What you got coming up next?
I'm trying to just find some distribution, man. Find some distribution.
Okay.
And anybody shoot dope ass videos, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
For that real price, you know what I'm saying? Holler
right.
me, man, because I got some shit I need to get done.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you coming on the show, Ra. You know, family, we're going to definitely keep banging this music and everything like that, man. And we're going to definitely have you back on with you and Cocaine, man, so we can really drop some knowledge to these listeners and to these artists, man. And
that's
we
right.
totally so appreciate you, man. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, brother. Peace.
Peace. Yo, y'all, we about to get up out of here this day and the other. Before we do, you know what I'm saying, I just want to tell everybody to hit us up at 657-383-0199. Big shout out to my man, Christopher Ra Set Busby, for coming on the show and blessing us with this knowledge with Black Watch. You know what I'm saying? We have to stay socially conscious. We have to stay plugged in to our people. We got to stay plugged in to our people. We got to network with our people. I know sometimes we don't get along with our people, but we still have to try. We still have to reach out. We still have to go that extra mile sometime. So listen, y'all, we're going to get into the morning drive mix with my man DJ Little Junior, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, y'all, we'll be the hell up out of here. You are listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast. Let's go, y'all.
You rocking, with the morning show. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Live from downtown Las Vegas. With your host, Fat Man West Coast. Right now, we about to get into our morning drive mix with my DJ, DJ Little Junior.
Get 'em, baby.
This is Ludacris.
What's going on? This is Drake.
It's Tiger, Young Money Zone.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
This is Big Sean.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye West.
This is Jay-Z.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
You're in the mix with the DJ always banging the real hip hop. DJ
LJ. Get him, baby.
What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do?
Smelling like gelato when I'm walking through. Surrounded by some scammer bitches, but I want you. Space coupe, UFO, take off, room. Chop up by our shoes. Drop 30 on some shoes. Fuck you and your crew. Panties on the roof. I took you to Calabasas, now I like you. My bitch cannot wear no Uggs, she got Chanel boots. All these Lambos in my driveway, what I'm supposed to do? How I'm supposed to move? Let me play with your cool. Bitches in my room, and I left them for you. She might be a thot, but I'm a thot too.
What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do?
So I bless them. Once I get them bangs, then I stretch them.
You're in the mix with your boy, DJ. Junior. Get them, baby.
Get up in that session. No side, we apply that pressure. That's a wise guy, and you been not testing. Got some birds fly, bird keepers catch them. Just the last five, so I had to stretch it. I'm on Fox 5, try to take my necklace. On Instagram Live, updates every second. Five guys in the kitchen, heavy on the veggies. Niggas ain't got money, y'all cap it, buy, sell it. Niggas gon' get taxed, the whole back and buy, sell it. We ride like the service, secret niggas, mom selling. Breathing is the perfect season, bullet not digesting. Once I get them things on the stretcher, I'ma stretch it. Bet they know the game, do they know I'm not a question? Eyes, blood, brushing.
she's my blessing. I'm worth too much money, ain't no talking, get the stamping. And I'm around drama, man. Enjoy drumming. They don't want smoke with me.
Smoke.
They know how I'm coming.
Come.
I'm geeking and tripping. I try to fit time in front of my timing.
Time again.
I said it every time I smoke, cause I roll like the onion.
Onion.
Diamonds make them sneeze, so I bless them.
Bless.
Once I get them things, then I stretch them. They forgot that we the ones apply the pressure.
Yeah.
I can see no when they folding under pressure.
Yeah.
Eyes wide, get up in that Tesla.
Eyes wide.
No side, we apply that pressure.
No
that's a wise guy, and you've been on Tesla.
Got
some birds fly. Bird, keep a turd, keep a turd.
I had to do it.
Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah.
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man, West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
What? Let those nasty beat makers.
Top GWP, ya bad man.
You're rocking with the best.